And good morning. It's May 7th, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier in Tel Aviv. President Trump says an agreement with Iran is close, but does it address Tehran's nuclear program? And in the UK, voters head to the polls today, with some candidates declaring that Palestine is on the ballot. What does that mean for British Jews? Today's guest is Khaled Hassan, an Egyptian-born intelligence analyst who converted to Judaism and now lives in the UK. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first, your headlines. Iran is expected to respond to a US proposal to end the conflict as early as today. Sources say the agreement would reopen the Strait of Hormuz and lift some sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. There's reportedly no mention of Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium. Iranian officials downplayed reports of a breakthrough while oil prices fell and markets rallied on hopes of an end to the conflict. New reporting suggests President Trump paused US naval escort operations in the Strait of Hormuz after pressure from the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. According to NBC News, Riyadh refused to allow US aircraft to use Saudi airspace for the mission, forcing Washington to halt Project Freedom. The IDF says it killed the commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan force in a precision overnight airstrike on Beirut. It was Israel's first strike on the Lebanese capital in nearly a month. Israeli officials say the commander directed attacks on northern communities and IDF troops. The strike followed Hezbollah drone and rocket attacks that wounded Israeli soldiers and sent thousands of civilians in the Galilee running for shelter. Egypt and Lebanon have signed a new agreement to restore Lebanon's gas infrastructure and revive energy transfers through the Arab pipeline for the first time in more than a decade. The deal lays the groundwork for gas deliveries to Beirut through Jordan and Syria as Lebanon struggles with a prolonged energy crisis. Analysts note that much of the gas flowing through Egypt originally comes from Israel, which makes Israel a quiet player in the project. Hamas says the son of chief negotiator Khalil al-Haya died in an Israeli airstrike overnight. Azam al-Haya is the fourth son of al-Haya to be killed in Israeli strikes over recent years. Haya, who has seven children, has survived multiple Israeli assassination attempts. An Israeli strike in Doha last year killed another of his sons, though Haya himself survived. And Nobel Prize-winning author J.M. Coetzee has declined an invitation to Israel's Jerusalem International Writers' Festival, accusing Israel of carrying out what he called a genocidal campaign in Gaza. In a sharply worded letter to organisers, Coetzee said that Israel had lost the support of many long-time allies, and he warned it could take years to restore its international standing. The Jerusalem Festival has previously hosted literary figures, including Margaret Atwood, Salman Rushdie, and Jonathan Franzen, but now finds itself at the centre of a growing cultural backlash. Before we get to today's conversation, a quick thank you to our sponsor. Carlos Abadi made today's episode possible. If you'd like to sponsor the show, contact us at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's Khaled Hassan. Is President Trump about to settle for a JCPOA-style agreement?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that President Trump would go this far and then settle for basically the deal that he said, you know, he would never accept. And, you know, he blamed President Obama for everything that's happening. And not just only him, by the way, you know, the Gulf blames Obama for everything, essentially, especially when it comes to Iran. So I don't think so. I think, you know, we're going to have a few surprises.
According to sources, it doesn't deal with the enriched uranium that's already inside Iran.
I think for me, actually, the immediate and greatest concern is that if they continue to have the capacity to disrupt maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, then the war should not end with this capacity still. That's the main concern for the Gulf. That's the main concern for America, at least, you know, in the immediate term. I don't think the war can end at this stage with President Trump essentially asking them, okay, open the Strait of Hormuz and we'll sign the deal. I just don't think it's going to happen this way. You see all of the movement of the US military. I think we're preparing for something that potentially will be triggered in days. I would be very surprised. Again, you know, you can never say never, really, but I would be very, very surprised.
Let's talk about Egypt and Lebanon. So yesterday, the two countries had this joint ceremony on a gas agreement. We're also hearing that Egypt is blocking Lebanon from holding peace talks with Israel. Why would it do that?
Egypt does not want direct negotiations between Lebanon and Israel, and Egypt does not want Lebanon to sign a peace treaty with Israel. What they've advised the Lebanese to do is to have indirect negotiations and not to accept any presence of Israeli military anywhere in Lebanon. To demand essentially that the Israelis leave completely before even, you know, the Lebanese engage in any negotiations. It's what people don't really seem to get. One of the very core fundamental pillars of Egyptian national security is that it's good to see Israel entangled in different conflicts in the region. That means that, you know, Israel is busy with Gaza, Israel is busy with Lebanon, and that's good for Egyptian national security. So they don't want to see the Gaza issue completely resolved, Hamas done, and the Lebanon issue also completely resolved. They don't want to see this.
Why does Egypt still see Israel as such a threat?
I mean, you can ask them. You can ask, you know, the people who teach at Nasser Higher Military Academy, which is the military academy that actually trains and educates the entire top level of the Egyptian military. You can ask them why this is part of their doctrine that they actually teach to their own leaders. You can ask President Sisi and his own mentor, General Samir Farag, who said this publicly. We believe that Israel should be busy fighting multiple wars on different fronts. They state this officially. It's in their education material that they give to every state official. They just believe that essentially if Israel is not busy with multiple wars, it will be Egypt's turn. They will try to take Sinai. It's just their mindset and their perceptions.
Where does Egypt stand on President Trump's plan for Gaza?
Egypt was very happy to be relevant and significant and host the Sharm el-Sheikh peace summit. Because again, as long as Hamas remains, and again, they have stated this, I'm not talking about random or fringe voices. I'm talking about people who are within President Sisi's inner circle. I mean, even if you look at Lebanon, Egypt actually sent its foreign minister to go visit the Hezbollah-controlled areas and visit the people who were allegedly targeted by Israel. Even the Saudis found this weird because they said, why are you sending the foreign minister to visit Hezbollah-controlled areas? There are many conflicts in the region, but Egypt is specifically focused on Lebanon and they wanted to play an increased role. So again, it's the same concept. They're very happy to play a role to make sure that they remain relevant and to ensure that Hamas is not essentially completely disarmed. They want to, you know, suggest something like, okay, Egypt will take Hamas's weapons temporarily, but they don't want Hamas to be completely and permanently disarmed. I think people are waking up. I think they have been naive for decades. You know, I think people are now asking questions. With the military drills, you know, that have been happening over the past few days near the border with Israel. The Egyptians have actually been lying about this as well. We had one of Egypt's most well-known commentators, a former general who's very close to the government. And he said, no, the military drills happened over 250 kilometers away from the border. And that's completely disingenuous because obviously the entire width of Sinai is less than 200 kilometers. So how can it be?
The UK is holding local elections today. And according to many of the candidates standing, Palestine is on the ballot. What does that tell us about the state of British politics today?
Britain is now approaching this stage where we can see that we're having indications of a growing confrontation between Muslims and non-Muslims. We see now that the Muslim vote is getting stronger and stronger. We see now that, you know, basically people who are, you know, sectarian, they're openly stating their intentions. We woke up yesterday to the findings of a study that said 16% of British Muslims support ISIS, around 50% support Hamas. So really, it's a very serious issue and it's the beginning of a confrontation between Muslims and non-Muslims and Jews. Now this confrontation is political. God knows where else it will go. I suspect it will get very serious if nothing drastic is done about this. I'll be very, very honest and very blunt. We need to deport half of British Muslims. They just need to go. Half of British Muslims believe that Jews have too much power, or Hamas is a legitimate resistance movement, or people who support ISIS, support Al-Qaeda. They just need to go, let's face it. Half of them need to go, and the other half needs to be under surveillance. For Jews, this is becoming unbearable. We see the government now forming a new task force within the police to protect Jews. But I don't know what the point is. Are you going to have a bodyguard for every Jew? Are we not going to be able to live normally? There is no point. Like, that's not sustainable. You don't throw money at us and say, you know, we're going to keep you safe. It just doesn't work this way. This is not sustainable for Jews. We either have to leave or you actually deal with the issue, which means deporting Muslims.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Please subscribe using the link below. It just takes a few seconds. Goodbye.